Halanu et hashavadainu.
The Zoom Seder. At this point, it's an experience well known to Jews around the world.
This is Tori. I live in Amsterdam. I'm starting to think that the Seder, it's been an important and fundamental part of the identity of my family. We've been getting up every morning, leaving messages for each other across time zones from Hawaii to Amsterdam, making our plans, trying to arrange how this will work. So we'll have a breakfast Seder in Hawaii and a late evening Seder in Amsterdam. I just hope that Zoom can hold us all and make us feel a little bit closer in these times of distance.
A month ago, Passover online would have been unthinkable. For Orthodox Jewish communities, it's still controversial. Reporter Rebecca Rossman has our story.
How can a rabbi do their job in the time of the coronavirus? Meish Schwartz, a rabbi based in Brookline, Massachusetts, says it's complicated.
We don't have synagogue service. We don't have Torah readings. We don't have bar mitzvahs, bas mitzvahs, weddings. Everything is different.
A lot of rabbis have been conducting services using video conferencing platforms like Zoom. But Schwartz is an Orthodox rabbi who follows traditional Jewish law, which prohibits the use of electricity during the Sabbath and other holidays.
So therefore, Zoom on Sabbath or holidays is, you know, not acceptable.
This issue has created a lot of catch-22s. For example, Jewish law requires a quorum of at least 10 people to create what's called a minyan, or prayer group. Some people say the rules should be adjusted to allow video conferencing. Schwartz agrees, but he's also skeptical.
You know, Zoom wouldn't have helped the Jews if they were in Egypt. You know, they still wanted to get out of Egypt.
That's a reference to the Passover holiday that started earlier this week. For thousands of years, Jews have gathered at the Seder table to retell the story of their emancipation from ancient Egypt. Under normal circumstances, Schwartz would have led a Seder of around 60 people. This year, for the first time, he celebrated with just his immediate family. The same was true for Rabbi Walter Rothschild. Even though he follows a more liberal interpretation of Judaism, he's not a fan of Zoom.
A screen is so inhuman.
Rabbi Rothschild is based in Berlin and runs two Reform synagogues in Warsaw and Hamburg.
Touching somebody when they come up to the scroll and shaking their hands and leading their arm to point where to go, things like this. Yes, it's not an orgy, a Jewish service, but there is physical contact, limited, but there, and you miss it.
But other rabbis are seeing an upside to streaming religious services.
At the moment, it's been much greater attendance, much more enthusiasm.
Rabbi Joel Osaran is based in Jerusalem, but runs the congregation Beth Hillel in Rome. Even though his congregants can't join hands, they can join voices, he says. During last weekend's Shabbat services, which he hosted on Zoom, he unmuted everyone's sound so they could sing one of the most popular Shabbat prayers together, the Shema Yisrael.
Even though they couldn't even hear the words, they all knew what the words were. And they felt that they were part of a group.
Feeling like you're a part of a group has been one of the biggest challenges for all of us, Osaran says. He'll probably have everyone sing the Shema Yisrael together again this weekend and the next, until they can join hand in hand once again. For The World, I'm Rebecca Rossman.